A doctor speaks to the BBC yesterday.
What is happening around you, doctor?
They are firing now. They are firing the civilians. They are firing. They are trying to push the protesters to go away from this compound.
Chaos grips the eastern Libyan city of Benghazi, then spreads to the capital of Tripoli.
Libya is following a grim script we've seen many times in recent weeks.
Anti-government protests, a violent crackdown, then those in power, in this case Muammar Gaddafi's son, issuing a stark choice.
If we have separation, if we separate, who's going to feed us? Who's going to run these oil resources? Who have the ability to run this and manage it?
Saif al-Islam Gaddafi says to the Libyan people, it's either us or it's poverty. The rest of Libya's script will be written in the next couple days. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, February 21st. John is out again this week, and Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, joins us. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste. Lots of news out of the Middle East this morning.
There is. Let's get right to Libya. Overnight clashes in the Tripoli's Green Square lasted until dawn. Snipers opened fire on crowds calling for dictator Muammar Gaddafi to step down. Some witnesses called it a massacre. There were also reports that protesters had taken over the offices of two state-run news channels in Tripoli, interrupting broadcasts on Sunday night. The reported violence in the capital broke out after Gaddafi's son gave a rambling 45-minute address on national television. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi doesn't hold an official role in the government, but he says protesters now have taken control of the streets in Libya's second-largest city, Benghazi, and that the army had made mistakes in using force.
The army was not used to dealing with riots, and of course there was exchange of fire.
He also said his father would fight until the end and warned the country could descend into civil war and chaos if the demonstrations continue.
The oil will stop being pumped, and the foreigners will leave Libya, and the oil companies would leave Libya, and they will have no oil in the country and will have no money.
Protesters in Gaza are undeterred. They've taken down the Libyan flag from above the city's main courthouse, and in its place, they're flying the flag of the country's old monarchy that was topped in 1969 when Gaddafi took power. Susan Rice, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, tells NBC News Washington is watching events in Libya closely.
We're very concerned about the reports of violence and attacks on civilians.
The international media has had very little access, but Human Rights Watch says more than 200 people have died since last Thursday. In Bahrain, hundreds of demonstrators have gathered in Manama's Pearl Square this morning for a ninth day of protests. Many spent the night there after reclaiming the square for the military over the weekend. The State Department says the U.S. and Saudi Arabia will support talks between Bahrain's rulers and opposition leaders. Elsewhere in the Mideast, thousands of Iranian security forces dispersed anti-government demonstrators who tried to gather in Tehran's main squares in honor of two protesters who died last week. Protesters have taken the streets in Morocco, Yemen, Iraq, and Algeria as well, with reports of clashes between riot police and demonstrators in each country. And in Wisconsin, here at home, a seventh day of protests against a proposal to revoke collective bargaining rights for public workers is expected today. Wisconsin schools don't have President's Day off today. The head of the Wisconsin Teachers Union is calling on educators to return to the classroom. 70,000 people were outside the Capitol building in Madison on Saturday. Bigger crowds expected today. In the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,391. The S&P at 1,343. And the Nasdaq at 2,833. Well, we're going to take an extended look at what's happening in the Middle East, a look at the military's role in particular. The military in Libya is not at all the same as it is in Egypt or even in Tunisia. And that could be the defining point in Libya's protests. A few details coming up in a moment on the uprisings in Libya and Bahrain with the New York Times.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.